vicinity. Officer needs help. 9226 Van Arden. Shots fired. 1 Adam 12, handle code 3.
1 Adam 12, roger.
Ugliness reign. I'm gonna tell it to the north, gonna tell it to the south, gonna tell it to the east, and gonna tell it to the west. Now there's only one. Mad. Mark After Dark. The man that hates everything except the real thing. Coming to you once again, right here and right now. So you better listen, because I always tell it like it is, always have, and always will. And tonight is certainly no different than any other night. Now, before we get into tonight's topic, and we will get into it for sure, without a doubt, on November 20th, 1955, Bo Diddley appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. Now, He performed a version of a 1947 classic called 16 Tons on that program. But instead of just performing that song, Bo decided to perform his self-titled single as well. And this made Ed Sullivan furious. So he banned Bo Diddley from his show for the lifetime of the Ed Sullivan Show, and also said that Bo Diddley's career would not last more than 6 months. No one will remember who this performer is what he said. What a laugh, riot. I always thought that was hilarious when I heard that. But in 1958, Leonard Chess and Chess Records released Bo's first self-titled album, which was a compilation of singles recorded between 1956 until 1958. In November of 1956, Bo Diddley recorded Cops and Robbers as an A-side single. In January of 1960, Have Guitar Will Travel, the third studio album, was released, and the song made its official debut. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up Bo Diddley is about 3 months ago, I was talking to a friend of mine who's in a band, and he had this great idea of doing a cover version of that song. And he wanted to get these young musicians to play it. And I thought it was a great idea. I thought, whoa, what a great song. You know, we opened up the top of the show with it. I love it. Excellent idea. Except, unfortunately, every musician he came across didn't know who Bo Diddley was. So maybe Ed Sullivan had something there. But, of course, it took about 40 years for people to not remember who Bo Diddley was. But this really kind of pissed me off. I said, how could people not know who the legendary Bo Diddley was? Now, in 1987, Bo Diddley got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Bo Diddley is an architect of the rock and roll sound. And I don't understand that. He's an architect like Chuck Berry, like Little Richard, like Elvis Presley. I mean, he's one of those. He also played this very unique guitar. And I don't understand how people don't know who Bo Diddley was. So, and I started the Mark After Dark show to keep the memory of these people alive, and I will continue to do so. But anyway, moving on into tonight's topic, and that song does play a role in the topic. We've all had our issues with the police. But you know what? I certainly can't paint all the cops with the same paintbrush. Look, you know what? I admit it. I've had my many, many, many run-ins with the cops as a kid. I mean, when I was around 6 or 7 years old, I used to steal bubble gum from this supermarket called Walbaum's. And I remember my father invited the cops over. He was trying to change my criminal ways by having me arrested for stealing bubblegum. And these cops came over. They put handcuffs on me. They were trying to put the fear of God into me. You know, and I cried. I mean, shit, they couldn't even put the handcuffs on. I was like 7 years old and the handcuffs were huge. So they didn't arrest me, of course. But it didn't scare me from not having criminal activities because as I got older, I used to steal porno magazines and rock magazines from my local newsstands, also on my corner. I mean, I'll tell you something. If it wasn't for those rock magazines, those old Kerrangs and Hip Paraders and Cream and Circus and all the rest of them, I don't think the music I'm playing would ever have been played. I mean, those magazines really did alter my thoughts on rock and roll for sure, and music for sure. And the porno magazines as well, you know, I just like looking at naked women. I mean, I'm a straight man. Well, boy at the time. And I also remember, as a teenager, hanging out on Saturday nights when there were no bands of interests playing with a group of long-haired rocker kids. And my parents also told me never to hang out with those kids. What a bad influence. What a bunch of bad seeds. But we used to hang out down at these abandoned subway stations that we came up with calling them the tracks. And I remember hearing this. You want to meet down at the tracks? We're going to meet down at the tracks. Let's all go there. Oh, those were some of the best times of my life down there, I tell you. One kid used to bring his boombox, and we all used to listen to the latest albums on cassette. It was quite a time. Now, we all used to hang out down there, and we smoked so much pot, did speed and cocaine, and drank lots of beer and other alcoholic beverages. Man, we had a blast. But needless to say, we got into so much trouble and on numerous occasions had to outrun the cops. Oh my God. There were times it really did get nasty. And I remember climbing over these fences and all this stuff. But you know what? There was one time that kid with his boombox, he got caught and his box got broken and he got arrested and sent to juvenile hall. I think I spoke to that kid like 10 years ago. I ran into him on the street and he was telling me, oh, it was a heavy scene for him. But you know what? I always seemed to get away. Man, with all the hiding and everything, I was a dorky little kid that was able to hide through things and figure out ways of getting away. But you know what? Looking back on that period of my life, it was straight up juvenile, and I was a rebellious teenager, and it was horrible behavior. Now, you know what? I don't want this to get out to the public. I would hate to ruin my stellar reputation as a member of society. So this is just between you and I. But you know what? I've got tons of stories to tell, and this episode will feature them. You know, as I got older and I left some of my criminal activities in the past, you know, I now feel so much more comfortable when there are police around. Believe it or not, especially on the subways where there's lots of crime that happened in New York. But you know what, I'm not going to say, like I said at the top, you can't judge every cop the same way. There's a legacy of violence and killing of innocent people. So, if you haven't guessed tonight's topic by now, as Bo Diddley says, it's a tribute to cops and robbers. So we'll be breaking all the house rules as we usually do by crossing musical genres that reflect my opinion on this subject. Now, leading into the first section of music, Thin Lizzy have always been one of my favorite bands, and they were a hard rock band formed in Dublin, Ireland, way back in 1969 by legendary bassist and lead vocalist Philip Lynott, drummer Brian Downey, and lead guitarist Eric Bell. Shades of a Blue Orphanage was their second studio album, and it was released on March 10th, 1972. It's underrated classic, I always thought. Call the Police is a perfect opener to begin tonight's episode. So take a listen, and we'll be back. Maybe.
That you married and you didn't know what to do. He's been hit by a hammer on the head and nearly dead, and all our worst fears came true. Call the police, call the police, call. Johnny was a joker and a very heavy smoker, and he never ever broke the law. Then Miss Lizzie was a kept very busy, and sometimes very dizzy when new white boy. Call the police. Call the police. Call the police. Call the police. And take them all away. Lock them up.
Brotherhood Club Choral Group, the Whippoorwills.
Not so long ago, each man in the police,
in the police,
was respected and admired. Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
But today, if you go visiting your niece,
visiting your niece,
chances are she'll say, hey, Ma, here come the fuzz.
Come the fuzz.
If you want to see just how we get the brush off,
get the brush off,
watch the TV news and pictures in the Times,
in the Times.
There you'll only see policemen guarding Khrushchev,
guarding Khrushchev,
while that lawyer Perry Mason solves the crime. Oh, when attorneys show detectives how it's done,
how it's done,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one,
happy one.
Then there's that day, thanks to extraordinary fitness,
merry fitness,
that you apprehend a robber you pursue,
you pursue.
But the case depends upon a single witness,
single witness,
who looks around the room, then points to you,
points to you.
And let's not forget that poor patrolman squawking,
patrolman squawking,
about pounding beats on up and downhill grades,
downhill grades.
For remember, when he isn't busy walking,
busy walking,
he's marching in St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Day Parade!
Oh, while the brass who sit reviewing have the fun,
have the fun,
a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one.
Joe and Bobby Sue, two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they Texas. You know he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. He makes his living off of the people's taxes. Bobby Sue, whoa, whoa, she slipped away. Billy Joe caught up to her the very next day.
Thank you. calling on cars. Police, police.
Call the police, hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, 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 call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, 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 call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me.
My name was Lucy May. She went out in the garden to play, to play.
Along came a cat with hiding pants. Smash little Lucy away. Call the police. Hurry, hurry, won't you call the police? Quick, 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 call the police. Hurry, hurry, cause the guy has stole my gal from me. Da 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 ya do da. Da 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 ya do da. Da 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 ya do da. Call the police. Da 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 ya do da. Da 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 ya do da. Da 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 ya do da. Call the police. La ta 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 ya do da, la ta 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 ya do da, la ta 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 ya do da. Call the police.
Continuing on with our ongoing topic, you know, as a kid, growing up in my neighborhood, I distinctly remember being mugged more than a few times, especially riding on the New York City subway. Now, living in Brooklyn, New York, at that point in time was absolutely no joke. And I've had people I know that come from out of town, and they recently moved here, and they said, what are you talking about? New York is about the safest town ever. I said, not back then. Back then, only the fittest survived. And moving on, in May of 1976, the Steve Miller Band released its ninth studio album, Fly Like an Eagle. And I remember when that record came out. I remember putting it on the turntable and listening to it over and over and over again until the grooves were all messed up. Oh my God, I scratched that record up. I had to buy, I think, three copies of it. That's how much I loved that record. Now, the big hit off of it was a recording called Take the Money and Run. And that fits in perfectly into tonight's topic. And I would love to dedicate that song to all those assholes who tried mugging me back in 1976. And I certainly hope that their lives have gotten better since then. Now, as I got older, I started taking the law into my own hands. And I started standing up to a few of my muggers. I admit it, when there were no cops around to help me, there were a lot of broken noses and arms and legs. And look, you know what? I defend my actions because I was only trying to keep my stuff from getting stolen. So what I did was I robbed them instead. But unfortunately, I realized why they were robbing me. They didn't have very much to take, so I guess that's why my stuff looked so good to them. I remember one time I was on the train, and I had this long coat that my father bought me, and I hated the damn thing. I had my Walkman. It was the beginning of the cassette Walkmans at that time in the pocket. And this guy was, like, eyeing my coat, and he was eyeing my Walkman, and I kept playing with the cassette player, rewinding and fast-forwarding the cassette. And the guy decided he was going to steal my Walkman and my coat. So he went over just as he was getting off the subway and grabbed my coat with the Walkman in it. Oh, man, I kicked him right in the nuts. And then the doors closed, and he was pissed off. But needless to say, he didn't get anything from me. But you know what? There are some cops out there that carry a badge and they think they own the damn world. And most of them end up committing the same crimes that they arrest civilians for. Can you believe that crap? Well, in September of 1981, Alice Cooper released Special Forces and wrote a song entitled Prettiest Cops on the Block, especially for them. Well, in the late 1970s and early 80s, there were these two cops, Louis Eppolito and Stephen Caracappa, who were part of the New York City Police Department. But they also worked on behalf of the Mafia. They were known as the Mafia Cops. And there's tons of documentaries on them on the History Channels if you're really interested in it. Now, these two cops committed various crimes for them, including murder and intimidation, and the Nat King Cole Trio recorded a funny little tune called Call the Police on October 22nd, 1941. And I tell you, I wouldn't have these two very fine police officers help me out during my mugging experiences. You know, you take an oath to protect and serve, but you're almost as bad as any of the criminals. Now, back in the day, as I was growing up, I used to have nightmares about getting caught for smoking pot, being an underage drinker, jumping turnstiles, as well as many other illegal activities. Now, I've learned my lessons, but man, it was so bad one night, and it felt so real that I woke up screaming the lyrics to the song Dream Police. So we're going to lead into the next section of music with that very song. On September 21st, 1979, Cheap Trick released its fourth studio album of the same title. So take a listen, and we'll be back. There you go.
Dan McGafferty, I'm the singer with Nazareth, and you're listening to the Mark After Dark Show, and you know that makes sense.
When Willie met Ronnie, he was running up a track. He was bent down by night gas. hold up in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too and Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
There's a hold up in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's too and Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Gonna be a long one, another graveyard shift, as he says goodbye to his wife and kids. It's been his life just like his dad's, driving away under the weight of the badge. He's seen it all in his 15 years, watching our backs, facing our fears. Lord knows it ain't no easy task, keeping us safe under the weight of the badge. He swore that oath to protect and serve, pours his heart and soul into both those words. Lays his life on the line, and the line he walks is razor fine. Tempered strength is always tough, but he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge. Not that long ago he woke up in the hospital with his wife and kids praying by his bed. He said, I'm gonna be alright, there's just sometimes you gotta fight. And the truth is nothing truer could be said. I do it for us, and I do it for them, and I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge. Until you put it on, and the weight of it is staggering. When duty calls each time, he knows he's got to answer, and it's all in the handling the weight. Oh, the heavy weight of the bag. Buckle under the weight of the badge. No, he ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the badge.
Yeah! say to me? Tell your friends you never laugh so much. Wear some clothes you can reach out and touch. Yeah, they call us names and cuss. Yeah, kissing all them girls in the morning. You best believe we're just a bunch of trans and thieves. 6 a.m. we had to fly to who knows where. We don't know, we don't care. Stay with ya, I wanna lay with ya before I tear out my hair. Did I tell ya I loved ya when I was lying above ya? Yeah, they call us names and curses. Yeah, kissing all them girls in the morning. You best believe we're just a bunch of drag.
I'm police oppression, police, police, police oppression. Lying in the cells is really no fun. Counting the bricks, learning some tricks. Ask me no questions and I'll tell you no lies. It's been different, really fine. Police, police, police oppression. Police, police, police oppression. Police, 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 police,
fastest reflexes modern technology has to offer, onboard computer-assisted memory, and a lifetime of on-the-street law enforcement programming. It is my great pleasure to present to you RoboCop.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. Anything you say may be used against you.
RoboCop, the future of law enforcement.